He had to hand it to her. She'd done a nice job with the place. What was it everybody always said about her? She had flair. Yeah, that was it, flair. If only she'd been able to cook worth a damn, he scoffed, remembering those awful vegetarian concoctions she tried to pass off as dinner. Hell, even prison food was better than that god-awful crap. No wonder she'd never been able to find herself a man. Not that he didn't have his suspicions about that, either. He walked into the tiny dining area adjoining the living room, ran the palms of his hands across the tops of several of the high-backed fabric-covered chairs grouped around the oval glass table. Lots of glass in this place, he noted with a smile, flexing his fingers inside his tight latex gloves. He wasn't about to leave behind any telltale prints. Who said he was always going off half-cocked? Who said he didn't have a plan? He glanced toward the kitchen on his right and thought of checking out the fridge, maybe even grabbing a beer, if she still kept any around. Probably didn't, now that he was no longer a regular visitor. He'd been the only one of their crowd who ever drank the stuff. The others clung stubbornly to their Chardonnay or Merlot, or whatever the hell garbage it was they insisted on drinking. It all tasted the same to him, vaguely vinegarish and metallic. It always gave him a headache. Or maybe it was the company that had given him the headaches. He shrugged, remembering the hooded looks they'd shot one another when they thought he wasn't looking. He's just a passing fancy, those looks said. Amusing in small doses, full of facile charm. Grin and bear him, he won't be around long enough for it to matter. Except he was. And it did. And now, I'm back, he thought, a cruel smirk tugging at the corners of his full lips. A wayward strand of long brown hair fell across his forehead and into his left eye, and he pushed it impatiently aside, tucking it behind his ear and heading down the narrow hallway toward the bedroom at the back of the tidy bungalow. He passed the closet-sized room where she practiced her yoga and meditation, catching a whiff of leftover incense that emanated from the walls like a fresh coat of paint. His smirk widened. For someone who worked so hard to stay calm, she was surprisingly high-strung, always ready to argue some obscure point, to take offense where none was intended, to jump down his throat at the slightest provocation. Not that he hadn't enjoyed provoking her. Her bedroom door was open, and from the hallway he could make out the shape of her narrow hip beneath the thin white cotton blanket. He wondered if she was naked underneath that blanket, and what he might do if she was. Not that he was at all interested in her that way. She was a little too toned, a little too brittle for his taste, as if, with the slightest degree of pressure, she might break apart in his hands. He liked his women softer, meatier, more vulnerable. He liked something you could grab onto, something you could dig your teeth into. Still, if she was naked, she wasn't. He could see the blue and white cotton stripes of her pajama top as soon as he stepped inside the room. Wouldn't you just know she'd be wearing men's pajamas, he thought. Shouldn't be surprised. She'd always dressed more like a guy than a girl. Woman, he heard her correct as he approached the queen-sized bed. Fit for a queen, he thought, staring down at her. Except that she didn't look so queenly now, curled into a semi-fetal position on her left side, her normally tanned skin pale with sleep, chin-length dark hair plastered across the side of her right cheek and straying into her partially opened mouth. If only she'd learned to keep that big mouth shut. Maybe he'd be visiting someone else tonight. Or maybe he wouldn't have had to visit anyone at all. The last year might never have happened. Except, of course, it had happened, he thought, clenching and unclenching his fists at his sides. And it had happened largely because old Gracie here couldn't keep her stupid thoughts and opinions to herself. She was the instigator, the agitator, the one who turned everyone against him. Everything that happened had been her fault. It was only fitting that tonight she be the one to make things right again. He looked toward the window on the other side of the bedroom, saw the sliver of moon winking at him from between the slats of the white California shutters. Outside, the wind was painting the night with a surreal brush, combining disparate colors and surfaces. Inside, all was still and serene.